The buildings around Cabot Square were built as part of the first phase of development of Canary Wharf and finished in the early 1990s. Guy Dare, Associate Director for Design at Canary Wharf, takes up the story.
Well, I think Cabot Square started as, if you like, the civic centre of East London, certainly of Canary Wharf. It had a very traditional motif in the fountain. It was a traditionally hardscaped square with, again, pleached trees around the perimeter of it, which actually allowed a certain amount of greenery, the water fountains and cascades around the edge of it. But it was seen as a very formal space. It was designed by SOM and Hannah Olin. They worked together.
To get your bearings from Cabot Square, if you look east, you'll see the iconic building at 1 Canada Square, which was designed by Pelly and Associates with its stainless steel facade and iconic pyramid roof. To its left is the HSBC Tower and to the right, the Citigroup Tower. Looking down from 1 Canada Square, you'll see the entrance to Canary Wharf's original shopping mall at Cabot Place, which was also designed by Pelly and Associates, along with the DLR station just behind. To the right of Cabot Place, you'll see the white marble facade on a building designed by KPF Architects at 20 Cabot Square and 10 South Colonnade. The building is actually bisected by the DLR station and continues on the other side of the tracks as the Thomson Reuters building. You might have seen the news ticker tape on the other side of this building as you exit from the Jubilee Line station. Moving around to the southwest corner is 25 Cabot Square, designed by American Practice SOM. This building is currently undergoing renovation after its previous 25-year lease. To the north of this building, on the other side of the road, is the Credit Suisse building at 1 Cabot Square, designed by Pei Cobb Fried & Partners, the practice founded by the Chinese-American architect I.M. Pei, who's known for designing, among other things, the iconic pyramid at the Louvre in Paris. And finally, moving further round to the northeastern corner of the square, is the brick building at 10 Cabot Square and 5 North Colonnade, also designed by SOM. And further behind that, on the other side of the DLR tracks, is 25 North Colonnade, designed by Troughton McCaslin. You can find out more about the respective buildings by clicking on their picture below.